Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, your window into the world of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. Join us as we explore how AI is harnessed to tackle both business and societal challenges, revealing the cutting-edge solutions emerging from this vibrant AI community. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and insights in the world of AI. Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast. I am your host and founder, Mark Kelly. Today, we are very, very excited to welcome David O'Sullivan. David is a senior manager specializing in privacy and AI at Mazars. And today, we're actually looking forward to uncovering the delicate balance of innovation and privacy in the age of AI, as well as the smart integration of AI into business practices. David's insight will guide us to responsible adoption and the pivotal role of governance. Join us as we delve into the intersection of AI and privacy right here with the leading expert in the field. David, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here.
David, just tell me a little bit of an overview about the role that you actually play in Mazars. If you can go into a little bit of detail about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So as you mentioned, I'm a senior manager on the consulting team here in Mazars, based in Dublin. But we're very global in our approach to data protection, privacy and AI consulting. But the centre of excellence for the group really is based here in Dublin with Liam McKenna, the partner in charge of the data protection and AI consulting team. So we work with loads of large organizations, big multinationals, as well as small local Irish companies specializing mainly in the data protection space and the privacy space and everything that goes with that, which I suppose is really interesting for us because you'll find when you're doing data protection, you end up knowing the business. You have to get your head right in underneath the bonnet and you're really heavily involved across the organization, especially where we provide data protection officer as a service. So we are the outsourced DPO for a number of organizations, big and small. But where the AI is coming in for us and that, we're seeing, because personal data is generally involved in building some of these models, in the training data, and in what organizations actually want to do with AI, we've started being brought into these conversations from a data protection perspective over the last, say, 18 months, even before ChatGPT became mainstream. Conversations were starting there, and so since then we've started building out our AI consulting practice, looking mainly on governance side of things and how to bring AI into organizations in a safe and responsible manner, but also a way that protects their investments. I know we'll probably touch on it in a while, but the AI Act is coming out. If you're bringing in an AI system now, how do you know you're going to be compliant with in the future? What steps do you have to take, and making sure you're protecting that?
Yeah, and taking that into point, David, so you mentioned kind of working on a global team, and as you rightly said, the AI Act will soon be ratified and we expect it to happen. We had the US President Biden signing a bill, executive order last week, and then we had the UK AI Safety Summit where there was additional signatures put to pen from a variety of different countries. So the regulation is starting to come into play, and organizations have, you know, a right for all employees, but also companies that they serve, to ensure that the data they're using and using a tool such as AI, that it actually has to be legally compliant. So what type of considerations do company need to take into consideration?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the big things is from a compliance point of view, the big one, say, if you're looking at the data privacy aspect of it, is personal data involved? If so, are we allowed to use it for the training? Have we informed the individuals who this data relates to that we're going to use it for training? Do we have the consent? What's our lawful basis? And how do we allow them to exercise their rights across it? There are other considerations in relation to the training data that need to be taken into account as well, such as intellectual property, copyright laws, and I know ChatGPT, OpenAI with ChatGPT-4, only yesterday, the day before, brought out new tools within it that are enabled the blocking and so on of that type of data for the training, and really streamlining how it's being used and how it's going to be compliant, building that into its tool, into ChatGPT-4. But for an organization that doesn't have the tools that OpenAI have and don't have the developers and the resources available to them, it's really about understanding the data that they have and that they're going to use for the training. Now, generally, there are a couple of options. You can use your own data, your proprietary data, if you're doing that. And that's probably the best because you've control over that. But the challenge there is, how good is your data governance? how much trust you have in your own data, how, where you're getting it from, and making sure that you're managing all of that yourself properly, building the governance.
Because people may not actually know that there's shadow IT and shadow AI that's happening in the background, where organizations are supposed to use the different types of platforms and technologies that those organizations facilitate. However, employees are using systems that they may not have got approval to actually use. So we mentioned ChatGPT. We had examples such as Samsung in the news in the past, where employees were using it. They didn't have the permission to do that. And it's an open data set. So being cognizant of some of the blind spots an organization has is very, very important to get under the hood of.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And it's something that I suppose shadow IT is a big thing in general. And then it's a lot harder if you're just using a web browser and you're able to access ChatGPT or use it on your phone. What information are people sharing with ChatGPT? What permissions have they given it? But flip side, say, obviously for Mazars as a services firm, if we're using outputs from ChatGPT for client work, how can we stand over that then? And what, where does that put us in? And how well are we using it? And are we able to stand over the responses? There's obviously well-documented hallucinations within even the most powerful generative AI tools and LLMs. They still have the propensity to hallucinate based on how they actually work and the predictive model that they have. So that's a big issue. And when staff are relying on outputs from it without letting the organization know, there is potential to find fall foul of something within that. Absolutely.
And when we think about it now, where you've got legislation which is different across the world going to be pending, there's going to be an impact to some of the mistakes or things either done on purpose or not done on purpose for products or services that are using AI. And you genuinely don't want to be on the wrong side of that. What could people be held accountable for?
Yeah, I suppose if you look at the current wording of the AI Act, the fines are massive. We're talking 7% of global turnover. So like there's a big impetus there for people to be held into account. And there's the Court of Public Opinion is another one that people need to be aware of. And I suppose the way when we're talking to clients and we're building solutions with clients and how to manage this, the first step really for us and for them is build out the governance, decide on the strategy, and then start making small changes and bring it in through the organization. Now, more mature organizations, of course, are going to be better at this. They'll have their change control processes in place. But that governance piece and where it sits is one of the foundational questions that needs to be asked. Who owns it is one of the big questions that we keep getting asked. And from our role as a DPO, people push it towards us, people push it towards IT, and IT is saying, no, that's not us. We push it towards compliance, push it towards data. So having that governance framework in place first and making sure before all these acts come in, before all this legislation is going to impact on your organization, that you've actually done the right thing from the beginning. You're using responsible AI practices, and these are really well documented. IBM have some really good stuff out there, and there's the Responsible AI Institute, another good organization that has some really good stuff out there to help push organizations into a path to allow them to use AI in that responsible manner, but bring it into their organization and bring in that change in a way that's going to have positive impacts. You know yourself, Mark, when something comes in that changes your job fundamentally, people are automatically resistant to it. Whereas if you do it properly, you bring in your governance and your framework, you're going to get much more value out of what you're spending, you know?
And when you have clear transparency in your approach to using a technology as an enabler, people feel a lot more comfortable about it. They're very thoughtful about the process. And also they can show clear lines where they took due care or caution in their approach, rather than an approach that did not take into all the different multifaceted ways. So like every different type of regulation, it can take a while to come into pass, and companies need to kind of step up and ensure that they're actually towing the line with this. What advice would you offer to companies who are embarking on this journey?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I suppose this is one that we're getting asked quite a bit at the moment from various, even internal teams, internal stakeholders are asking us, what do they say to clients and so on. But I suppose the clients that we're dealing with that are trying to bring AI into their organization, the first step really is to identify what governance structure you're going to have in place over that. build out your strategy. What type of model do you want to use? How much, what level of human intervention do you need to have in it? And build out that overall framework that brings into account. Obviously, there's an educational piece as well, which is quite important. And we're embarking on that educational process now. So we're building that governance and embarking on education in relation to it, in relation to the AI Act and how an organization might fall into it. Because I suppose fundamentally, it's a product facing piece of legislation. It's based on AI systems. It's not based on organizations like the GDPR was, that obviously impacted every organization processing personal data. The AI Act is really focused on high-risk AI systems. But there's a couple of ways to fall into that and making sure companies are aware how that might happen and building that into their governance as well when they're thinking about what systems to bring in.
It's also very important that, you know, we've seen executives who have shelved projects or kind of a wait-and-see approach because they're concerned about some of the legislation impact and doing it correctly, which is an awful shame, because if you do hesitate, your business is going to be left behind and your first mover advantage could be lost, and then you become not competitive. So it is very important that people, you know, understand and abide by the legislation, but they don't shelve the AI projects, because as we've seen, AI can bring a lot of efficiencies, can potentially be a game change for customer experience. So there's a lot of opportunities at hand for people to actually start to use.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose that the message there is to start now with that governance journey. It's very hard to bolt something on after the fact. So if you start now and build that in, it's very easy to when new legislation comes out, if you're targeting new markets, as you said, President Biden has just signed in his executive order. There's a piece of legislation in New York City as well in relation to using in employment. So if you're reaching other markets, but you already have this governance in place, you already have your structures, it's much easier to enter those markets. If you don't have that done and you're using AI, you've got big barriers to entry there. You need to go work backwards then and put all these guardrails in place. Whereas if you start now, you build this, you're going to get more value for your money. You're going to have more opportunities with it. You're going to be more efficient and all the good stuff that goes with that.
You've been listening to the AI Ireland podcast, and today I've had the opportunity to speak with David O'Sullivan. David is a senior manager specializing in privacy and AI at Mazars. David, thanks very much for joining us on the show today.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm really, really excited to unveil my new book, AI Unleashed, Navigating the AI Revolution as a Business Executive, which is now accessible to purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. This publication is the fruit of half a decade's worth of meticulous research and high-level conversations with experts in the field, both in Ireland and globally. The book is particularly timely, featuring current discussions on AI governance in the European Union and North America. If you're aiming to grasp the full scope of AI, ready your enterprise for its transformative power and utilize it to your advantage, this book is specifically crafted for you. It serves as a pragmatic guide, clarifying misconceptions and presenting real-world insights for leaders entering the AI sphere. The book covers an extensive array of subjects, from AI's role in diverse industries to generative AI applications, and provides guidance on avoiding typical missteps in AI initiatives, all supported by the most recent studies. Additionally, the book highlights case studies and applications that have earned accolades at AI awards throughout the years and emphasizes top-notch AI utilization in Ireland. For executives, polyarchitects, or technology aficionados seeking to make sense of the intricate world of AI, AI Unleashed, Navigating AI Revolution is your essential handbook. So it's now available on Amazon. This book furnishes you with the expertise and instruments required to deploy AI more effectively and ethically.